pray in silence.
一起默祷。
Amen. Let's sing a hymn.
我们再来唱。
In the name of Jesus, we sing him 437.
我们再来唱一首诗，来唱437首。
Amen. In the name of Jesus, we continue with our study on the book of Isaiah.
奉主圣名开始我们对以赛亚书继续的学习。
I assume we have finished chapter 6.
我想我们应该算学习完第六章了。
And now I'm going to touch on one of the themes in the book of Isaiah.
那我现在想要跟大家来一起学习以赛亚书中的一个主题。
That is the vineyard or the vineyard song in the book of Isaiah.
就是在以赛亚书当中非常有名的葡萄园之歌。
I think if you are careful in your reading, you must have realized that the word vineyard.Or vineyard is mentioned repeatedly throughout the book of Isaiah.
如果我们有仔细的去将以赛亚书读一遍，可以看到说，在这整卷当中，葡萄园这个词出现非常的频繁。
We can first turn to chapter 5.
请看它以赛亚书第五章。
Isaiah chapter 5.
以赛亚书第五章。
We look at the conclusion first, yeah.
我们先来看一看它。这一章的结论。
Chapter 5, verse 7.
以赛亚书第五章第七节。
For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are his pleasant plant. He looked for justice, but behold, oppressions. For righteousness, but behold, weeping.
以赛亚书第五章第七节，万军之主的葡萄园就是以色列家，他所喜爱的树就是犹大人。他指望的是公平，谁知道有暴虐；指望的是公义，谁知道有冤声。
I think basically verse 7 tells us about or defined for us who the vineyard is.
在第七节已经帮我们做了葡萄园的定义，告诉我们说这葡萄园指的是谁。
The vineyard of the Lord hosts is the house of Israel.
这里说到神的葡萄园就是以色列家。
Who is the plant?Who is the plant?
那是谁所栽种的呢？
谁是那葡萄树？
谁是他的葡萄树呢？
The man of Judah.
就是犹大人。
And in the song, we find that the owner came to look for grapes.
在这诗当中，我们看到说这个主人来找葡萄。
He expected.This vineyard to bring forth good grapes.
他所期望的是这个葡萄园能够结出好的葡萄来。
So good grapes refers to justice and righteousness.
这个葡萄所指的就是要有公平公义。
So I think here it refers to two aspects of our life.
在这里我想它所反映出的是我们生活当中的两个层面。
Our relationship towards man and our relationship towards God.
一个是我们和人之间的互动关系，另外一个是我们人和神之间的关系。
And these two aspects of our life must be right, must be in line with the teachings of the scriptures.
而我们在这两方面都必须要与所学习的道理能够相称。
We know that the people of God in the time of Isaiah, they worship idols.
我们知道在以赛亚的年代的那时候的以色列人，他们都拜偶像。
Many of them have had gone astray.
而许多的人都已经远离神。
We also see that many of them are actually oppressors. They oppress their own fellow brethren, brothers and sisters.
而也有许多的人，他们会他们是压迫人的，他们会欺负自己的同族同胞。
One of the reasons for them to be captured by the Babylonian, according to Zechariah, after their return.Is because of the oppressions towards their own fellow citizens.
依照撒迦利亚书上所说的，他们被巴比伦所掳的很大一个原因，是因为他们专门欺压自己的人。
So to me, the vineyard song here is very simple. It teaches us to have a good relationship with men, with our brothers and sisters, or within our family, or within the church.And also to have a good relationship with God.
所以这葡萄园之歌对我来说是非常简单的，它的重点就是要跟我们的弟兄姐妹，不管是家里、教会，都要有良好的关系，同时也要跟神有好的关系。
So in whatever things we do, we should demonstrate the justice and righteousness.
所以在我们所做的一切事上，都要能够彰显出神的公平以及他的公义。
That's why the verses we read yesterday tell us that God is going to fill Zion with justice and righteousness.
所以在我们昨天所读的经节里面都告诉我们说，神要在他的锡安山上带出他的公平以及他的公义。
We can read chapter 1.
以赛亚书第一章。
Isaiah chapter 1, we read verse 27.
以赛亚书第一章二十七节。
Verse 27.Zion shall be redeemed with justice, and her penitence with righteousness.
以赛亚书第一章二十七节，锡安必因公平得蒙救赎，其中归正的人必因公义得蒙救赎。
Also turn to chapter 33, just to recap what we did yesterday.
请看第二章三
十二章 ，chapter 33.
请看第三十二章
，33, 三十三。
请看一下以赛亚书第三十三章。
We read verse 5.
三十三章第五节。
The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. He has filled Zion with justice and righteousness.
三十三章第五节，耶和华被尊崇，因他居在高处，他以公平公义充满锡安。
We always say we want to exalt the name of God.
我们常说要高举主的名。
How do we do it?
但是我们要怎么样才能做得到呢？
By being just and by being righteous in the eyes of God.
就是要在神眼里行公平，行公义。
If a church is just and if a church is righteous, then this is a church that exalts the name of God.
如果一个教会里面充满了公平公义，那这个教会就能高举主的名。
When we read Isaiah chapter 5,
我们看以赛亚书第五章。
We find that the owner here. Had done everything that he could to make sure that this vineyard would produce good grapes.
我们在第五章看到这个葡萄园的园主已经尽他所能做他所该做的，能够使这个葡萄能够使这个园子结出好葡萄来。
In fact, this vineyard is very dear to the owner.
所以你可以看到说这个园子这个葡萄园是这个园主非常喜爱珍爱的。
And he had this high expectation on this vineyard.
他对这个葡萄园也有非常高的期望。
What happened we see is that this vineyard did not produce good grapes, and instead it brought forth wild grapes.
但是我们所看到的是这个葡萄园却没有结出好葡萄，反倒结了野葡萄。
And this really grieved the owner very much.
这个也因为这样子使得这个园主非常的伤心。
So the owner had decided to take actions against his own vineyard.
所以这个园主决定要的对他的所珍爱的葡萄园做一些事。
Here it says that he would take away its hedge and it shall be burned.
在这里说到他要撤去他的篱笆。
And break down its wall, and it shall be trampled down.
要的拆毁它的墙垣，使它被践踏。
It seems that the owner is going to destroy his own vineyard.
看起来的这个园主要将自己的葡萄园毁坏。
In fact, there are some puzzling questions. When we read this passage,
当我们读到这几节的时候，或许会有一些疑问。
If the owner refers to God.
如果这个原主指的是神
if he has done so much on his own people, the vineyard.
如果他已经花了这么多的精神在他的葡萄园，就是他的百姓身上
why is it that these people continue to sin?
为什么他的百姓还是不断的犯罪呢
Does it mean that this God has not power to control over the life and the destiny of his own people?
这是不是指的说这个神并没有能力去控制掌管他的百姓的方向、以及他百姓的生活？
I believe that in any relationship, we need to look at least three aspects.
我相信在任何一样的、任何一种关系，我们都需要从三个不同的层面来看。
Especially when we are Christians.
尤其是对一个基督徒来说。
For example, in the book of Proverbs.
像在箴言里面
The way we treat a beggar
在箴言里面有提到我们对待乞丐的方法
Actually can either anger God or can either please God
我们对这个乞丐的做法可能可以讨神的喜悦也可能可以惹动神的愤怒
So God is involved in that relationship
在这种状况之下神也介入了这在人跟人的关系
So we must not think that my relationship with this person here is not good, it's okay
所以我们不要想说我们如果和其他的人关系非常关系不好是没有关系的
Every relationship that we have in our faith is directly concern God.
因为在信仰当中，我们和人之间的互动关系都跟神有关。
I think there are a few examples in Proverbs. I'll find them, and then if I can find them, I'll show you.
在箴言里面也有一些类似的例子。我有机会可以提出来跟大家一起分享。
I'll look for them. I don't know where. Don't remember.
我目前还不太确定 这些例子记载在哪里，等我找到了会跟大家一起分享。
Very absent-minded. I'm very absent-minded.
这个也要翻吗？
可以啊，翻了。让他们不要睡觉。让他们不要睡觉。
传道的记性不好。
谢谢你。笑一笑大家就行了。好，所以 continue. Okay.Now, so when we study the vineyard songs,
所以当我们在学习这个葡萄园之歌
there are three factors we need to take into consideration.
在这里面有三个有三个点我们需要考虑的。
This one, God's work.
第一点是神的工作。
Second,
第二。
Satanic force.
是魔鬼的势力魔鬼的工作。
I think the third one is something that we always ignore.
我相信第三点是我们常常忽略的。
Human responsibility.
这是第三点是人的责任感。
So I think when we talk about this passage, we need to take.All these points into consideration.
所以我相信在讨论这个葡萄园之歌，要将这三点全部放到考虑里。
Now what we have seen is that it seems the work of God was destroyed.
我们在这里看到好像神的工作被毁坏了。
It seems that this guy here was so powerful, he just destroyed the work of God.
看起来好像这个魔鬼有很大的力量，将神的工作都破坏了。
But what about this?
但是至于人所应当负的责任呢
？Like what we said before, in any relationship, God is involved, and man is also responsible for his action.
因为我们就像我们刚刚所说的，在任何一样的关系，神会介入，但是人要负责任。
And in both the New Testament and Old Testament scriptures,
在新约和旧约的经卷当中
，if we keep ourselves in the Lord,
如果我们保守自己在神的道理里
，then this guy cannot touch us.
那这样子，魔鬼就不能对我们做什么。
The Bible says he does not touch us.
在圣经上告诉我们说，魔鬼没有力量来干扰我们。
We turn to Psalm. Chapter 91.
请看诗篇九十一篇。
Psalm chapter 91.
诗篇九十一篇。
We read verse 10.
诗篇九十一篇第十节。
Verse 10, yeah. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling.
第十节，祸患必不临到你，灾害也不挨近你帐篷。
The evil here can refer to satanic force.
在这里，祸患可以指的是魔鬼的势力。
Why is it that this person is free from this evil?
为什么这个人能够避免的魔鬼的攻击呢？
Verse 9 it says,
第九节这里说，
Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation.
第九节说，耶和华是我的避难所，你已将至高者当你的居所。
He was very close to God.
因为这个人跟神非常的亲近。
We can also read verse 14, that's the second reason.
我们再看一下第十四节，这是第二个理由。
Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high place.On high, because he has known my name.
第十四节说，神说，因为他专心爱我，我就要搭救他，因为他知道我的名，我要把他安置在高处。
So we know that why God took good care of this person, the psalmist.
我们在这里看到说，神为什么会这样的照顾这个人？
Because he kept himself in the Lord.
因为他将自己保守在神，在神里面。
He made the Lord his own habitation.
他在他将神作为自己的居所。
And he has set his love upon God.
并且他专心爱主。
That's why he was protected.
也因此这个人得到了神的保护。
We can turn to First John.
请看一下约翰一书。
First John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章。
Verse 18, yeah.
约翰一书第五章第十八节。
First John 5:18. We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him.
第十八节，我们知道凡从神生的必不犯罪，从神生的必保守自己，那恶者也就无法害他。
Here it says, whoever is born of God.Does not sin.
在这里说到从神生的就不犯罪。
We know that we have been born of God.
我们知道我们都已经重生了。
Like we have been baptized already.
我们已经受洗。
What we need to do now is to keep ourselves.
但是我们现在所需要做的是保守自己。
Keep ourselves in the Lord.
在主里保守自己。
And in this way, the wicked one does not touch us.
如果这样做，这个恶者就无法害我们。
This is the promise of our.Of God to us.
这是神对我们的所做的应许。
So we find that human responsibility, human duty is so important.
所以可以看到说，在这样关系里面，人的责任，人所要负的责任是非常重要的。
So when we see that this vineyard is destroyed,
我们在这里看到这个葡萄园已经被毁坏了。
We cannot take away this.
我们不能够将这个拿走。
Because God is a Is a faithful God and He's a righteous God.
因为神是信实公义的。
He will judge according to our deeds.
神会依照我们的行为来审判个人。
If we are responsible,
如果我们能够对自己所做的事能够负责。
If we know how to keep ourselves in the Lord,
我们如果知道怎么样在主里保守自己。
Then this guy here does not touch us.
那这样子魔鬼就不能害我们。
Unless our Lord God permits.
除非神允许。
Because he is in control.
因为我们知道神才是一切的掌控。
We can go on here. We turn back to Isaiah.
请翻回以赛亚书。
Chapter 5.
以赛亚书第五章。
It seems that here, this passage, it does not talk about the deeds or the works of this people.
但是在这第五章这葡萄园之歌里看起来好像并没有讲到这些人他们的行为。
But in actual fact, in verse 7, it summarizes the life and the conduct of the people.
但是其实在第七节这里就对那时候以色列人他们的生活他们生活的方式做了一个简介。
Here God was looking for justice.
这里说到神指望的是公平。
What did he find?
但是他找到的是什么呢？
Oppression.
他看到有暴虐。
This is the deeds of the people at the time.
这是那时候人他们所做的事。
He was looking for righteousness.
他所指望的是公义。
But what did he behold?
但是他找到什么呢？
Weeping.
看到哭声。
There was no peace, there was no rest in the nation of Israel.
在以色列王国当中找不到平安。
That's why God has to destroy the vineyard altogether.
因此在这里神决定要将这葡萄园拆毁。
And also in verse 4,
请看第四节。
Here it says, the vineyard brought forth wild grapes.
这里说到说这个葡萄园结了野葡萄。
Grapes here represent actions, deeds.
这葡萄指的是人的行为。
So here again, it tells us about the mode of behavior or the mode of existence of the people at the time.
在这里再次说到说在那个时代的以色列人他们的生活的模式，他们过日的方法。
They were very wicked in the eyes of God.
在神眼里，他们的生活是非常罪恶的。
That's why God has decided to destroy them.
所以因此神决定要将他们拆毁。
In other words, God allowed sin to infiltrate their existence, or allowed Satan to attack them. Gave up on them.
在另外一种说法是神因为他们的罪恶，神任凭魔鬼攻击他们，任凭他们依照自己的罪恶去行。
There is another interesting passage in the book of Proverbs.
在箴言里还有另外一个很有意思的经节。
We turn to chapter 24.
请看箴言二十四章。
Here I think this chapter talks about human responsibility.
我想在箴言二十四章这一节里面有讲到人的责任。
We can read from verse 33:0 to 34.
请我们可以看箴言二十四章从三十节到三十四节。
I think this is the observation of the.Of the psalmist, the one who wrote the proverbs here.
这是这个作诗的人他的观察。
I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man devoid of understanding.
三十节，我经过懒惰人的田地，无知人的葡萄园。
And there it was all overgrown with thorns. Its surface was covered with nettle. Its stone wall was broken down.
三十一节，荆棘长满了地皮。刺草遮盖的田面，石墙也坍塌了。
Verse 32.
三十二节。
When I saw it, I considered it well. I looked on it and received instruction.
我看见就留心思想，我看着就领了训诲。
A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands of to rest, so your poverty will come like a prowler, and your want like an armed man.
三十三节，再睡片时，打盹片时，抱着手躺卧片时。三十四节，你的贫穷就必如强盗速来，你的缺乏仿佛拿兵器的人来到。
Here the writer observed that there was a lazy person.
在这里，这个作诗的人观察有一个很懒惰的人。
And this person he did not do anything. About his own vineyard.
这个人对他的葡萄园并没有做任何的事情。
So.What happened? The vineyard was grown with these thorns and briars.
所以这个荆它这个整个它的田地里面长满了荆棘以及刺草。
Even the stone wall was broken down.
甚至这个它的墙都已经坍塌了。
Here we find that the responsibility is on the person.
我们看到说在这里的这个葡萄园被毁坏的责任在这个主人身上。
Because he did not do anything about it.
因为他并没有做任何的事。
So human responsibility is mentioned here.
所以在这里所讲到的是人他没有尽责任。
Today if we know that we have to cultivate ourselves for example.
今天我们知道说我们必须要灵修。
If we do not do anything about our life.
但是我们在生活当中却没有花任何的精神。
Continue to follow the trend and the things of the world.
我们只是不断地追求世界上以及跟随世界上的潮流。
If one day we sin against God.
然后有一天我们犯罪得罪了神。
Or we depart from God.
或者我们远离神。
Who should be responsible for our fall?
那我们的失败到底是谁的责任？
We ourselves have to be responsible for our own fall.
我们必须要为自己的跌倒负上责任。
So we can look at another example. Yeah?
我们再来看另外一个例子。
We turn to Isaiah chapter 26.
请看
27。
以赛亚书三十七章。
Isaiah chapter 27。
以赛亚书二十七章。
We read verse 2 to verse 5.
以赛亚书27章第二节到第五节。
Isaiah chapter 27 verse 2 to verse 5. Verse 2. In that day sing to her a vineyard of red wine.
第二节，当那日有初酒的葡萄园，你们要指着这园唱歌说。
I the Lord keep it. I water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I keep it night and day.
第三节，我主是看守葡萄园的，我必时刻浇灌，昼夜看守，免得有人损害。
Fury is not in me, who would set briars and thorns against me in battle. I would go through them, I would burn them together.
第四节，我心里不存愤怒，唯愿荆棘棘藜与我交战，我就勇往直前，把它一同焚烧。
Here again, it talks about a vineyard.
在这里再次的讲到这个葡萄园。
And here the Lord said He would keep it.
而这里说到主神他会看守这个葡萄园。
Not only that, He would look after it.
他不只是会看守这个葡萄园。
And He would remove all the briars and thorns.
而且他会将所有的荆棘以及棘藜都除去。
It seems that here God is going to do His work again.
这里看到好像神要再次做他的工作。
When we read verse 5,
当我们读第五节，
Here it says,
这里说到，
Or let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me.
第五节说，不然愿他持住我的能力，使他与我和好，愿他与我和好。
Here on the part of man, we must one be reconciled to God.
所以在这里，在人的方面，我们必须要与神重新和好。
We must make peace with God.
我们必须要与神和好。
And this is the source of strength.
而这是得着能力的方法。
That's why here it says, "Oh, let him take all my strength, that he may make peace with me."
所以这里说到，让他持住我的能力，使他与我和好。
So to maintain our relationship with God.
然后我们需要和神维持好的关系。
We must always return to God.
我们必须要回转归向他。
When we are at peace with God, we have a lot of strength.
因为当我们与神和好，我们就能够从他那汲取能力。
Nothing can destroy us, can defeat us.
也没有什么事能够击败我们。
Because our Lord is the Almighty.
因为我们知道我们所信的神是全能的神。
In addition to that, we know today we have the Holy Spirit.
而且今天我们都领受了圣灵。
We turn to chapter 32 of Isaiah.
以赛亚书三十二章。
Isaiah chapter 32.
以赛亚书三十二章。
We read verse 12 and verse 12 to verse 14.
以赛亚书三十二章十二节到第十四节。
Isaiah chapter 32 verse 12 to verse 14. People shall mourn upon their breasts for the pleasant fields, for the fruitful wine. On the land of my people will come up thorns and briars. Yes, on all the happy homes in the joyous city, because the palaces will be forsaken, the bustling city will be deserted, the fourth and towers will become.Layers forever, the joy of wild donkeys, the pasture of flocks.
十二节，他们必为美好的田地和多结果的葡萄树捶胸哀哭。十三节，荆棘棘藜必长在我百姓的地上，又长在欢乐的城中和一切快乐的房屋上。十四节，因为宫殿必被撇下，多名的城必被离弃，山冈望楼永为洞穴，做野驴所喜爱的，做羊群的草场。
It seems here it repeats what is mentioned in chapter 5.
好像在这里将第五章所说的又重复了一次。
But in fact, here the writer is going to make a contrast.
但是事实上在这里作者要试着做一个比较。
When we read verse 15, then we can see the contrast clearly.
我们如果我们继续往下念，从15节开始可以看到很明显的对比。
When the Spirit of God comes,
当神的灵来到，
what happened?
那会发生什么事？
The wilderness becomes a fruitful field.
这个旷野就变成肥田。
The fruitful field is counted as a forest.
肥田看如树林。
So here it basically tells us that we have to rely on the Spirit.
在这里很明显的告诉我们说要依靠圣灵。
To transform ourselves to overcome our weaknesses.
来改变我们，使我们能够克服我们的弱点。
Verse 16.
十六节。
Then justice will dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful field.
第十六节，那时公平要居住在旷野，公义要居在肥田。
The work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness quietness and assurance forever.
十七节，公义的果效必是平安，公义的效验必是安稳，直到永远。
My people will dwell in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwelling, and in quiet resting places.
第十八节，我的百姓必住在平安的居所，安稳的住处，平静的安歇所。
In helping ourselves to change,
如果要帮助我们自己能够改变
we must always rely on God.
我们必须要不断的依靠神
We need to play our part, and we also need to rely on God.
我们必须要做好自己应尽的本分，然后并且要学习依靠神
Here it talks about the justice and righteousness again.
在这里再一次说到公平以及公义
Here it says justice will dwell in the wilderness.
这里说到公平要居住在旷野
righteousness remain in the fruitful field.
公义居在肥田
So a person who is filled by the Holy Spirit,
一个人如果是被圣灵所充满
or a church which is filled by the Spirit,
或者是一个教会被圣灵所充满
always demonstrate these two virtues, justice and righteousness.
那自然而然在这教会或者个人就会彰显出公平以及公义的特性来
What is the work of righteousness here?
这个公义的工作是什么
Peace.
就是平安
As we can see in verse 17,
这在第十七节有说到
So we ask ourselves this question.
所以我们必须要问问自己这个问题
Is there peace in our hearts?
在我们心中是不是有这样的平安
Is there peace in our family?
在我们家里是不是有平安
Is there peace within the church?
那在教会里是不是有平安
Very important question to ask.
这是一个非常重要的问题
If there's peace in our life.
如果在我们生命当中有平安
It means that we are being guided by the Spirit
那我们的生活我们的生命是就是由神的圣灵来带领
It means that we live out the justice and righteousness of God
也告诉我们说我们的生活当中有是被神的公平以及公义所充满
I believe this is one thing that God wants to see in our church today
那我相信这是神在今天教会当中所期望看到的
I may not be right
或许我不一定是对的。
I think sometimes I feel that the church lack this quality of God.
但是有时候我觉得好像教会当中缺少这样的特性。
Amongst members, it seems we cannot live in harmony.
有时候常看到在教会里面，信徒当中有时候不能够过得不能常常会有一些争端。
Even within our own family, we see that we cannot live at peace with one another.
甚至于只是在我们的家里都没有办法过得很平安的生活。
It's something that we need to work hard on seriously.
这是我们真的需要花精神去面对、去处理的一些问题。
We emphasize so much on church work.
我们不断的强调教会的事工。
We emphasize so much on training up the young generation.
并且不断的强调要训练新的一代出来服事。
I feel that many a time we just sweep this problem under the carpet.
但是常常好像我们将自己将这些真实的问题想办法把它隐藏起来。
Just ignore them.
试着去忽略它。
And I don't think this is right.
我觉得这样子是不对的。
Because God is going to fill His church with justice and righteousness.
因为神要将他的公平以及他的公义充满在教会当中。
I hope that our brothers and sisters here today.
希望在今天在这里所有的弟兄姐妹。
We can work hard on this.
都能够在这个方面花更多的心思。
To allow the justice and righteousness of God be seen by all.
我们希望能够从我们的生活当中能够显出神的公平以及他的公义。
We believe that we have the Spirit already.
我们都有神的灵。
We must allow the Spirit to direct us towards this direction.
那我们就要容许神的灵带领我们走向正确的方向。
I think if all of us have the hearts to do it.
如果我们都有这样的心。
Then I believe the church will be transformed.
那我相信整个教会就会不一样。
If a handful of us here, after we return from here, we start doing this.
如果说在座的每一位，在我们回到各自的教会里，都能够开始这样做。
We treat one another well.
我们能够好好的对待彼此。
We do our best to resolve disharmonies in the church.
我们尽力将教会里面一些不和谐的声音把它除掉。
Then this church will become a glorious church of God.
那这样子，这个教会就会成为神荣耀的殿所。
Think about this: if we always gather together in disharmony.
我们想想，如果我们总是聚在一起，然后不断的有些冲突
，we feel sad about it.
我们自己也会感觉很难过。
We feel it very burdensome to come to the church.
觉得说来到教会其实是一个心里很大的压力。
Because there's no peace.
因为在这里感觉不到平安。在彼此当中没有平安。
I think this is something that we really have to work out on.
我相信这是我们真的必须要努力去追求的一个方向。
This is also like what I said is the theme, one of the key themes in the book of Isaiah.
同时，这也是整个以赛亚书里面一个非常重要的主题。
I'm not saying that I'm a very peaceful person.
当然，我并不是在讲说我是一个很一个生活很平安的人。
很和气的人呢、他是比较斯文，不好意思帮我放。
我并不是说我是一个很和气的人。
I learn, I try.
但是我不断的学习，我不断的尝试。
We all have to try.
而我们每一位也都要这样子不断的去尝试。
I believe that this is the work of God.
因为我相信这是神对我们的要求。
If we are determined to do it,
当我们下定决心朝着这个方向前进，
then I believe God will work within us.
那我相信神会在我们的心里动工。
This is the promise of our Lord Jesus.
因为这是主耶稣对我们的应许。
So we believe that He can achieve His work through us.
我们也相信他能够借着我们完成他的工作。
These are some of the passages concerning the vineyard song in the book of Isaiah.
这是在以赛亚书当中跟这个葡萄园之歌有相关联的一些经节。
Do you have any questions?
不知道大家有没有什么问题？
I'm running out of ideas.
那我已经快要没有东西可以讲了。
Any questions?
有没有问题？
Any questions? No? If not, then we continue.
如果没有问题的话，那我们就继续。
I think just to digress slightly, just to sidetrack slightly.
那我们现在在讲一些题外话。
Not in the book of Isaiah, but it's related.
虽然并不是从在以赛亚书当中，但是是有相关联的。
I think it's the concept of righteousness, right?
是跟一些是关于公义的一些观念。
We turn to Amos, yeah.Amos.
请看阿摩斯书。
We turn to chapter 5.
请看阿摩斯书第五章。
Chapter 5, if you read from verse 23 to 24, here it also talks about righteousness.
在阿摩斯书第五章23节、24节也是在说到公义。
We read verse 24.
24节。
Take away from me the noise of your songs, for I will not hear the melody.
23节。
Of your strange instrument, verse 24.
24节。
But let justice run down like water, and righteousness like a mighty streams.
23节，要使你们歌唱的声音远离我，因为我不听你们弹琴的响声。24节，我愿公平如大水滚滚，使公义如江河滔滔。
Here the righteousness and justice are being described as water, a running water, and like mighty streams.
在这里，24节说将以他以大水以及以江河来形容公平以及公义。
So I use this to explain one of the example given in the book of Revelation.
所以我想用这一节来做启示录一节经节的一个解释。
We turn to chapter 8.
请看启示录第八章。
Chapter 8.
启示录第八章。
We read verse 10 and verse 11.
启示录第八章第十节第十一节。
As far as the UK youths are concerned, you can sleep. Don't worry.
从英国来的弟兄姐妹，你们可以先休息一下。
Because I've talked about this before.
因为在之前的训练课程里面，我已经讲过这些了。
I mean Newcastle youth, Newcastle and Sunderland. Sorry.
只有 Newcastle 跟Sunderland 的弟兄姐妹可以休息。
Edinburgh youth, you have to stay.
爱丁堡的信徒的弟兄姐妹，请留下来。
Okay. Chapter 8.
第八章。
Then the third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. And the name of the star is Wormwood, and a third of the water became Wormwood, and many men died from the water because it was made bitter.
第十节，第三位天使吹号，就有烧着的大星，好像火把从天上落下来，落在江河的三分之一和众水的泉源上。十一节，这星名叫阴沉，众水的三分之一变为阴沉，阴水变苦，就死了许多人。
When the third trumpet sounded, a great star fell onto a third of the rivers and the springs of water.
当第三位天使吹号，有一颗烧着大星从天上落下来，落在江河的三分之一和众水的泉源上。
And the name of the star is Wormwood.
这个星的名字叫阴沉。
And what happened? A third of the water became Wormwood as well.
因为这样子，所以水的三分之一也变成阴沉。
Those who take the water died.
那些喝水的人就死了。
Now in the Bible, Wormwood can refers to two things.
在这圣经当中，阴沉可以指两件事。
It can refers to the punishment from God.
第一是可以指的从神来的惩罚。
We can turn to Lamentation.
我们可以看一下耶利米哀歌。
Chapter 3.
耶利米哀歌第三章。
Chapter 3 talks about the prophet's anguish and hope, the sorrow of the prophets.
在耶利米哀歌的第三章讲到是先知的哀伤。
He has filled me with bitterness, he has made me drink wormwood.
在第十五节，他用苦楚充满我，使我饱用阴沉。
Please also read verse 19.
请看一下第十九节。
Remember my affliction and roaming, the wormwood and the gall.
第十九节，神啊，求你纪念我如阴沉和苦胆的困苦窘迫。
I think the same idea is also mentioned in Jeremiah.
在同样的事情也在耶利米书有提到。
We can turn to chapter 9.
请看耶利米书第九章。
Verse 15.
耶利米书第九章十五节。
Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will feed them, this people, with wormwood and give them water of gold to drink.
第十五节，所以万军之主以色列的神如此说，看啊，我必将阴沉给这百姓吃，又将苦胆水给他们喝。
How did God feed them with this wormwood?
神是怎么样用阴沉 来喂他们呢？
Verse 16 explained.
在十六节有解释。
I will scatter them also amongst the Gentiles.
十六节说，我要将他们散在列邦中。
So wormwood can represent, yeah, a form of punishment or affliction from God.
所以阴沉可以指的是从神来的一种惩罚。
It can also refers to corruptions.
同时也可以讲用来形容腐败。
We turn to Deuteronomy chapter 29.
请看生命记第九章。第二十九章。
Verse 18.
生命记二十九章十八节。
So that there may not be among you men or women of family or tribes whose hearts turns away today from the Lord our God to go and serve the gods of their nations, and that there may not be among you a root bearing bitterness or wormwood.
第十八节，唯恐你们中间或男或女或族长或支派长。今日心里偏离主我们的神，去侍奉那些国的神，又怕你们中间有恶根，生出苦菜和阴沉来。
You see that here it refers to corruption.
在这里，这个阴沉指的是腐败。
This wormwood can also refers to bitter root, to a bitter root.
这个阴沉也可以指的是一个苦的根。
We turn to this Hebrews.
我们看一下希伯来书。
Chapter 12.
希伯来书第十二章
Verse 15
希伯来书第十二章十五节
Looking diligently lest anyone fall short of the grace of God lest any root of bitterness spring up cause trouble and by this many become defiled
第十五节又要谨慎恐怕有人失了神的恩恐怕有毒根生出来扰乱你们，因此叫众人沾染污秽。
It's a warning given by the writer of Hebrews to the members.
这是希伯来书的作者给收信的人的一个警告。
He asked that this root of bitterness may not spring up and cause trouble amongst the brethren.
他说的恐怕有毒根会生出来，在教会里面产生扰乱。
So with this idea, when we look back at Revelation chapter 8,
所以当我们有这样的观念，我们再回来看启示录第八章。
We know that the rivers and the springs of water or mighty stream refers to, this is the inland waters refers to the justice and righteousness of God.
我们知道这个江河以及众水的泉源指的是神的公平以及他的公义。
So when this star comes,
所以当这个星来了
it causes a third of the water to become corrupted.
所以它因为这个星使得众水的三分之一都腐坏了。
As a result, many people died.
也因此很多人都死了。
I do not want to speculate too much on this.
我并不想要在这上面有太多个人的猜想。
When we talk about justice and righteousness, where can we find it?
当我们谈到的公平公义，我们在哪里可以找到呢？
Can we find it outside?
我们可以在外面找到吗？
Can we find it outside the church, outside our Christian family?
可以在教会外面找到，或者是在我们基督化的生活外面找到吗？
I don't think we can.
我不觉得我们可以。
I hope that I'm wrong.
我希望我是错的。
I think this thing may one day happen within the community of faith.
但是我觉得在有一天，这样的事情会在我们这个信仰的团契当中会出现。
It will cause a lot of problem and trouble and defilements to the church.
会在教会里面产生很多的纷争扰乱。
And so that many people will die.
也因此很多人会死亡。
So we pray that the justice and righteousness of God will not be corrupted.
那我们也不断祷告，希望神的公义跟公平并不会受到并不会在教会里面逐渐的失去。
So we find that this corruption can come from many sources.
我们可以看到这样的腐败，教会里的腐败可以从不同的因素产生。
One of them is disharmony.
其中的一个就是没有和谐的生活。
If we allow this to go on for too long,
如果我们容许这样的不和谐在教会里一直延续下去，
then we see that this thing will defile the church more and more.
那逐渐的这样的事情会使教会越来越腐败。
So we must be determined to to rid off this corruption and do something about it.
所以我们必须要立志，在我们生活当中将这样子的这样子的搅扰把它除去。
I'm not saying that you should go and challenge people. No, I'm not saying that.
我并不是叫你们大家回去之后，去找其他信徒的麻烦。
We start by changing ourselves first.
而是要从我们自己本身做起，先改变自己。
To make sure that we are not the wormwood here.
来确定说我们不是那个产生困扰的那个阴尘。
Because we are part of the city of Zion, we are there to make sure that justice of righteousness of God fill the city.
因为我们都是这个锡安城的一部分，我们要确定这个城中充满了神的公平以及他的公义。
So we can see the destruction was very serious.
我们可以看到说这样的破坏是非常严重的。
Many people died.
很多人都死了。
So we must not allow this to happen in the church.
所以我们不可以容许这种事情在教会里发生。
Start by demanding ourselves to be a peaceful person.
要从
A person who keeps the word of God.
要从要求自己做一个做一个和平的人，做一个遵守神道理的人开始。
Okay, this is what I want to share with you.
这是我想跟大家一起分享的。
Let's say a silent prayer.
一起默祷。
Amen. Tea break, is it?